This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Regarding everything that's happening in Ukraine, the Ukrainian officials have now said that they've definitely rejected a Russian demand that their forces in Mariupol lay down their arms and white flags be raised. The Ukrainian officials say that the Russian military hit the art school sheltering some 400 people only out of Mariupol in return for the defenders taking their position. Fighting for Mariupol has been intense, and even as the Russian offensive in other areas has floundered to the point where Western governments and analysts see the broader conflict grinding into a war attrition. Shelling also continued in Kiev, and Russian officials and forces worked to surround the Ukrainian capital. The White House, Biden is set to visit Poland as a result of all of this. President Biden has added a stop there to his upcoming trip to Europe for urgent talks with NATO as well as European allies. The trip comes as Russian forces concentrate their fire upon cities and trap civilians in their nearly month-old invasion of Ukraine. White House officials say that Biden will first travel to Brussels and then travel to Poland, where he will meet with leaders there. You know, Poland's neighbors, the Ukraine, and has taken in more than 2 million refugees since the start of this crisis. It's been on the most vocal countries and asking fellow NATO members to consider getting more involved in the reining in of the bloodshed. This is VOA News. The heat on the train was as thick as the anxiety as Ukrainian survivors of one of the most brutal sledges in modern history were in the final minutes of their ride to relative safety in the western city of Lviv. Some carried only what they had in hand when they seized their chance to escape the port city of Mariupol amid relentless Russian bombardments. Some fled so quickly that relatives who are still stuck in a starving, freezing city and aren't aware that they have gone at all. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is set to begin its historic confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. She is the 51-year-old federal judge who could be the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. Barring a significant misstep by Jackson, Democrats who control the Senate by the slimmest of margins intend to wrap up her confirmation before Easter. Jackson is expected to present an opening statement Monday afternoon, then answer questions from the committee's 11 Democrats and 11 Republicans over the next 2 days. It's not yet clear how aggressively Republicans will go after Jackson, given that her confirmation would not alter the court's 6-3 conservative majority. Shanghai Disney has now closed as the city tries to control its biggest outbreak of coronavirus. As the flare-up continues, while the Southern Business Center allowed shops and offices to reopen after a week-long closure. Meanwhile, another city, Shenzhen, in the northeast, began more citywide virus testing following a surge of infections. Jilin tightened anti-disease curbs, ordering its 2 million residents to stay home altogether. U.S. officials say that the Biden administration does intend to deliver and declare that Myanmar's years-long repression of the Rohingya Muslim population is in fact a genocide. Two officials say that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to announce the long-anticipated designation on Monday at an event that the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. The designation does not in and of itself portend drastic new measures against Myanmar's military-led government, which has already been hit with multiple layers of U.S. sanctions since the campaign against the Rohingya began in western Rakhine State in 2017. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.